der Podcast vom Dog 11.
Welcome to another episode of Dog 11 Podcast. My name is Lisa Oettinghaus and we are back on with our new episode of Artist Talks. I will introduce you to our different artists who perform at Dog Art Theater. And today with me is Christine Bonanzea, who will perform at Dog Art the 2nd till the 5th of June, every night at 7 p.m. with her piece called Gamer. Christine, thanks for coming. Good to have you.
Thank you.
Finally, we made it, because you were actually supposed to perform it already earlier this year, right?
Yeah, actually, we did it. We did this piece, Gamer, in October 21. And we should have had this podcast at the time. We could not do it. So
exactly.
I'm glad now we are meeting.
Finally, we made it. So let's jump right into it. Can you tell us a little about your piece, Gamer, and the process behind it? It's super general, I know, but we're going to dig deeper into it.
Gamer came from general culture, pop culture of video games. So we're surrounding by that. The presence of the screen during the pandemic was all over and all the time, and the gaming culture get even more, bigger. And also I met this artist, Sokano, who's doing a robot, laser mice robots, like 2 years ago. And he gave me the idea to create a piece with it. So there are little objects that represent or take the behavior of animals in space. And I was very interested how I can animate a choreography with this element. So we talked about it and how I would integrate it. And from this, I totally transfer the idea with all the gaming character you can find, these little animals, this character, these bugs, and then, of course, as a choreographer, the body, the archetype body of the hero video games body came in.
So this laser mice, that's interesting. So it's an object, or is it like a laser?
This is little robots, actually. They are little robots. I mean, so Kano, who is doing, is a Japanese artist based in Berlin, and he will be the expert, of course, to talk about it, because this is his work. So I integrate very much his work in the piece. So they are little robots. They behave like animals group type, and they have laser light, so this is very scenic. It was immediately scenic for me, and also the sound is very electronic, and because I work with a composer, electronic musician, for this piece is Nicole Carroll, so the sounds of this laser mice remind me very much her work, which I'm familiar with. So it was making sense to integrate these robots with the sound I'm working with and with the physical body. So it took me a little bit of time to have a sense of how it's going to happen. But all these elements together also was dramaturgic. So I found it, I think.
Wow, that's super interesting. I'm excited to see that. I read a little bit about your piece, what you wrote about it, and you were saying in your description that you are creating space where the tension between play and real human vulnerability is shown. Can you explain what you mean by that? I love that sentence, by the way.
Yeah, I found that this is very interesting how we always propose this hyper human, hyper body, everything hyper.
It's almost hyper. You mean
hyper. Yes.
Ah, okay.
My French accent. Hyper. So it's the capitalist, like always exponential feeling, culture, body, and this is very also pop culture, that everything is faster, everything is bigger, everything is more, and in our culture. It's always a little bit like that. We ask ourselves always more. We want more. And the video games are... culture have been here for like 30 years or maybe even 40 years. We don't realize it. But it developed like an object of our visual environment, like in every day. And basically we see this archetype's body, like the double jump, the super physical. So I found that quite interesting, and how we will reverse it instead of like working, which I'm doing in another project with the avatar, creating the avatar. Here's like taking this avatar, this representation from the virtual space to bring it back in the real space, in our reality. So it's a little bit absurd in some way, but it's quite funny. And of course, it brings some vulnerability because we demonstrate, obviously, our limit to be, you know, as human. So the piece wants to have this temporality of a video game. So it's a non-stop, sequence by sequence, scene by scene. You jump from one character to another, an action to another, a vision to another, and a desire to another, which is obsolete, doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. And for me, create this space of derision, of or almost delusional. But yeah, I love absurdity. So that I don't think we can take it in like pop art in entertainment. It can be very entertaining, and at the same time, it's clueless in some way, which I found that quite funny.
Okay. Yeah. So you already mentioned this other project. You are also working with another team with motion capture. So that came after you already finished Gamer, or before?
Yeah, I already finished Gamer, but it's going to look like very presumptuous what I say, but I believe we never finish something. Or maybe from one work to another, we keep pursuing the same idea, you know. But I will always find new idea for this piece, Gamer, for example. I would always love to keep working on it. And what is also very interesting is like one character could be another one, could change. It's like the transposition, you change. It's objectivizing who we are. It's like the pop culture or the consumption culture and the change. And for the other idea, it came because I think I've been exposed to different technology, multimedia, different aesthetic. I always said that for me the space is the most important because it reveals, everything's going through the space. So basically the matter of light, of sound, and the body, any object, anything is through space and it creates this temporality. So then, all of that to say, motion capture came as a proposition, an opportunity from Doc Digital, and I met a lot of actually artists, students, and there was a lot of ideas, a lot of development, a lot of experimentation. It's a lot of question too, because it's aesthetic, and I also have another angle through it. And this is this is on development, really much on development. I have another fund for it and something, but this is after Gamer. Mm-hmm. But also it makes sense. It's the metaphysical is still there.
Exactly, it's still in the flow. Yeah. Wow, interesting. So you're actually working with two dancers or choreographers, and the artist Su Kano. You already mentioned him, who created those sensors, the Lysomice robots. And then you're also working with the electronic music composer Nicole Carroll, which you also mentioned, and the visual artist, designer Lucas Kusma and Juan Trelu. How did that came together, that you were working or decided to work with so many people? You already said, like, the Sokano, like, you saw those robots and you were like, oh, wow, I really want to interact with them and work with them. But what about the others? Like, how came that together?
Alors, Nicole and Luca, we met each other together in a residency in Florida, like, 11 years ago. It was in Atlantic Center of the Arts, so both were in they were in a group of musicians. There were different, group dedicated for research music, for choreography, or for visual design. And basically, we met each other because we were always all together in the place, and I started to work with Nicole. But with Luca, which was always interesting, is I traveled, I lived in USA for 10 years, and every time I was in New York City, he was there. I was going to San Francisco, we were meeting. Going to Portland, he was living there. Then I go to Berlin. He was already there, touring. I'm coming to Doc Elf. He was there. I move here. He's, and then something that was making sense. Also, I really like what he's doing. He works as a... He's a programmer, he works with sound, he works with visual, he's very talented. So we know each other. It's very much also when you work with artists, other artists, there is confidence or trust that is you need to build to develop something that makes sense for you and is interesting. And so with Johan, we met each other also through other friends in California, but he was here in Berlin, he was living here, he moved back to France, but we still work together. Johan knows how to implement visual in space. He understands cues, timing, everything in theater, and this is also a very strong skill. Because we work, there is a lot of different talent, and to create this momentum in theater is also very, very special. Yeah.
So the music is composed for the piece?
Yes, and Nicole, she did a PhD in Brown University in USA, and after a postdoc in Australia, and she's a teacher in Australia, in university. Yeah, we did different projects together. She's super specific, she's very creative, she's very talented. But this is noise, electronic music, so she has... Yeah, she has a lot of skills. It can be... I mean, for me, it's an aesthetic of sounds that I really like. I think for this work, it matches the intensity of actually the attention we demand to the self, to the body, going through this virtual world and being totally absorbed by. So with this sound, I think... And she made it for it, yeah. Wow. She actually integrates the sounds of Socano, of the robots. She totally integrates the frequencies of this everything in the piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so who's going to be on the stage besides the robots?
So there is Socano is on stage. It's like he's opening the game type. We didn't do a real... interface type of a game. We didn't want to have all this Unity programmer and that, but something a little bit more performing art for this one to bring the body first. But we're going to have David Mariano. I work with David since 2018. We did different pieces together. Very nice mover, Mexican artist.
Yeah, I know him. So, yeah.
I have Eugenia. She's from Russia, which I really like. So Eugenia, she's from Russia, and she's one of the character fighters. She's super tonic, super punchy. Really like her. And I have Jessica Akers, who is American, and we work together also. Another project in Italy, and she worked for me also for another project before here at Doc Elf. So I like this idea that I have American, Russian, Mexican, Japanese, French, you know, all those mix. I always have this mix, and I think it's specific to the art and specific to Berlin also. And for me, It's a plus, maybe, something. Message is not political, but I think it's essential. Yeah, it's bigger than, you know, this kind of political thing. So maybe it's to get, I really like this idea.
Yeah. And we talked a little bit before as a preparation for this podcast, and you told me it's going to be a very busy few next month till the premiere. So we are recording already now in the beginning of May. When you hear this, it's already June. But what are you going to do till then? Because you are working like almost as a full-time choreographer.
Yeah, so next week we're rehearsing every morning the piece. And the afternoon I'm rehearsing for the other project. In between there is all this meeting because we got these funds to make Gamer again. And I have to prepare. I'm going on tour to New York City. I perform for Stephanie Nelson, a company there, which I have been working for. The second week in New York, I'm working with Scott Rubin, who is a composer. He did Berkeley, The SIMNAT is like PhD there, and DIRCAM is working on sensors. It's for a project with a group in Vienna, a quartet of strings, and it's for next year. And we're rehearsing at Berchnikov Art Center. I'm super happy at that. I love this place. Mm-hmm. And then I'm back, and Nicole arrives, and Johan arrives, and we're all in the theater. Oh. And wow. with Asier Solana, who's working here also, has been always a part for me of the work.
Yes. Nice. Is there anything else you want to tell the audience to know?
I won't tell them that they have to come.
Definitely.
In October, we had 4 sold-out shows. People out from the piece, they really like it. Of course, maybe it's entertaining. Maybe there is something that put them in this rhythm, in this tempo of the game itself, but also the fact that they see this body in real, moving like crazy, it's almost hypnotizing. It's like, oh my God, it's possible. So there is something that more than the screen, of course, mm-hmm. because it's real. So this hyper reality almost as a performance, you know, mm-hmm. this almost an aesthetic of this hyper real thing. And so they should come and buy their tickets. We already have universities coming in design and conservatory theater and another school. And I hope a lot of people.
Yeah, I hope so too. And guys, I'm going to let you know how you get the tickets. You can go on our website to www.doc11-berlin.com. Christine, thank you so much for your input on Gamers. And dear listeners, you should definitely come and see the piece. I remind you again, it's on the 2nd till the 5th of June every night at 7 p.m. So I will say goodbye to you, Christine.
Thanks
for coming.
So much.
Thanks
goodbye.
For like giving us this input. And for the audience, I'll have you back for the next artist talk for the upcoming performances.